as part of his proof that Dveikus should not be achieved by thinking about Hashem, by trying to create a bond with Hashem on your own, he quoted the Medrash. The Medrash says that David HaMelech had a very bold request from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I wish Tehillim should be as important as technical laws of Negayim, technical laws of Olos. It's Black Friday. He was learning Negayim. He said, can Tehillim be also as important as Black Friday? And that shows that, at least in the hierarchy, learning Halachas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, learning Shas, learning Torah Shebal Peh, is far more important than saying Tehillim, or the equivalent, learning Chachma, learning Musar, learning Sifrei Yiras Hashem. And, as the Nevi Shachaim said, we don't hear that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him an answer. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu's answer was no. He has two more proofs, and this is on page 94. Proof number two, you can see where it says number two. This is my amended edition of the Nevi Shachaim on the left column. If learning were important only because of the dveikus that it, only because of the dveikus that it enabled, then why should you learn the breadth of Torah? Maybe just take one line of Torah and learn it and dig into it and drill into it and use that line of Torah to achieve a relationship with Hashem and a feeling of closeness to Hashem and a clinging to Hashem. Why is there this push in Chazal to learn Kol HaTorah Kula? Why is it based on content and sweep, not based on the spiritual impact of learning a line? Let's say you find a line in Bava Metzia particularly inspiring. Amar Rabba, not Amar Torah, Modem, says that. Wow, that really makes me feel like HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence. So just repeat that line 1,000 times. Why should you move on? Well, maybe you should repeat the line 1,000 times to understand. But let's say you've already repeated 1,000 times. Maybe you learn that line your whole life. The Gamki, left column, line 4, Hayadai Linyan Advekus, B'Mesachas Achas, O Perek Echad, O Mishnah Achas, Shiasuk B'Kal Yama B'Advekus. Just learn that halacha and use the halacha as a catapult or a bridge to Dveikus. The goal is not the content of Torah. The goal is the Dveikus. So use any line in Torah repeatedly. Wash, rinse, repeat. Why should you be learning more Torah? V'lochein matzina l'razal she'amru al b'yochanan ben Zakkai. Famous statement of b'yochanan ben Zakkai, Masechta Sukkah, he learned everything. It's a very famous Gemara. B'yochanan ben Zakkai learned Mikra, Mishnah, Halachos, Agadatos, and anything that any Talmud would ever say. Kol Masha Talmud Vosek Atzil Chadesh. We have to get into the details of that. But why is that seen as the paradigm? The paradigm should be not a B'yochanan ben Zakkai's breath, but Azariah knew one Mishnah. But my goodness, when Azariah was learning the Mishnah, the birds overhead got incinerated. That should be the paradigm. Okay, the answer is there are many paradigms, but at least he's choosing a B'yochanan ben Zakkai as the paradigm. Go a couple lines underneath that, just an interesting medrash that's not underlined. Three lines after the underlined stop. Over Mishlei Rabasi. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, I guess. Bo'er e kama kasha yom hadin. It's a nice medrash to read, Black Friday, just to put ourselves into perspective. You get up to Shemayim, this is what we're all going to face. Ba mishi yesh biyado mikra. You went to Rabbi Liptak Shia. You're a big Tanakh guy. The biyado mishnah, you never learned mishnah. Kodesh Baruch Hu hofech hespana mimeno u'mitziri gehenem miskabrim. Hashem turns away and say, what? You only study Tanakh? How dare you? Okay. Ba mishi yesh biyado shnei star, moshlosha. You come and you say, you know what? I finished Nashim, Nezikim, and Moed. I finished three starim. So, what, you didn't do all of Shas? Ba mishi Hashem says, b'ni, kol halachos, lom l'shini says, and what, you only learned half of Shas? Would you be half a doctor? Would you be half an accountant? Would you be half an engineer? You only go to half the courses? What does it mean you learned half of Shas? Ba mishi yesh biyado halachos. I'm a libini. Okay, you learned all the halachos in Shulchan Aruch. Did you learn Hilchos Korbanos? I don't know it. I'm living in Riverdale, living in Toronto. Yeah, but if you know the halachos of Korbanos, lam lo shanisa. Ba mishi yesh biyado taras ka'onim. What about Chamishachem Sheitara? Chamishachem Sheitara. Why didn't you learn Haggadah? Haggadah. Why didn't you learn Talmud? Interesting medrash. Point of the medrash is sweep in Torah. Try to learn as much as you can. Okay? Now, sidebar. Okay, guys? Here's an interesting sidebar. Okay? Let's say Eliyahu Freudenstein told me that he's going to be the next Rav Yaakov Meidan in Tanakh, or the next Rav Yoel Ben Nun in Tanakh. Let's say. You know what I tell you to do these 2 years? Learn as much Gemara as you can. What does that mean? Because everyone who excels in Tanakh, it should be based on our Masorah. It should be based on, even though you may raise ideas and interpretations that are different from Chazal, that are parallel to Chazal, that are complementary to Chazal, things that Chazal didn't involve in. Obviously, we see all of the learning that takes place here. There's a fundamental difference. When I listen to Rav Yoel Ben Nun give shir, And he's a Talmud Chacham. He's not like he's going to give a shir klali in a Modeh B'Mixus, but he knows what Modeh B'Mixus is, and he's learned those sugyos, and he has a basic familiarity with Shas. And then I said, okay, but here's someone that excelled in Tanakh, as opposed to listening to some person, let's say, from the university, and I didn't mean that word in terms of deriding university, but someone who has no background in our Masara, who has just read Tanakh as a book, who has just read Tanakh without the background. The same way, of course, someone that once, if you told me, Binyamin Fox, you're going to be the next Rosh Yeshiva of the Itri Yeshiva, maybe one day, say, spend a little time learning Tanakh, because I want to be familiar with Tanakh. Okay, so sweep and Torah is important, but again, Rav Chaim Voloshin's point is, why should sweep be so important? Just pick one Masechta and just excel in it and use it as your Dveikus bridge. Why should Chazal be extolling sweep and learning? Umistavra, five lines from the bottom, where I underline. Mistavra na mihacha. You don't just have to bring a raya from David HaMelech's request of Hashem or from the Medrash and Mishlei that we get up to Shemayim. Hashem's going to demand, why didn't you accomplish sweep and Torah? Umistavra na mihacha. Shrekama alachos merubos yesh b'shas. There's so many alachos, shebeis ha-shadam osik b'hem, hu tzarech la'ayin, hu l'hamek machshavta v'sichla b'nyan agashmiz shelahem. When you're learning Gemara, you have to be thinking about law and concepts and birds and cows and pits and water and mountains. That's not dveikus. You're thinking about life. Masav ha-matam b'shas ha-klali. Line number two on the next page. When you're learning about, I don't know, lulav, and what min is kasher for lulav, you're thinking about palm trees. You're not thinking about Hashem. So how can you say that Torah is only important based on the dveikus impact or the dveikus potential? When you're learning Torah, you're thinking about life, you're thinking about logic, you're thinking about concepts, you're thinking about law, you're thinking about litigation. Where's the dveikus? So Perek Aleph and Perek Beis set up the problem. So now this is the setup. He set up the platform. I've heard that people are learning Yira and Musar all day. I'm worried about it. It's wrong. David HaMelech, Mishlei, conceptually, Perek Gimel. Aval HaEmes. Okay, when you hear someone saying Aval HaEmes, here's the solution. Aval HaEmes. This is a famous, famous Nefesh HaChayim. Rabbi Lam, Zichrona Levracha, wrote a Sefer on Torah Lishma, in which he cataloged the different interpretations of Torah Lishma. Here is the very famous Rav Chaim Voloshin interpretation. Does anyone know, before looking at the cheat sheet, what does Torah Lishma mean? Learning Torah Lishma, the highest ideal of learning Torah, L'shem Torah. Not L'shem Dveikus, but L'shem Torah. Self-sufficient, tautological. Why are you learning Torah? To learn Torah. Why am I learning Torah? To understand this daf. We'll see how that leads to a higher level of dveikus. But not because I'm learning the stuff so that I could be dovek in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the Tanya said. I'm learning the stuff because I want to understand the stuff as best as I can. Avol Emes, Paragimel, Ki Inyan Lishma, Perish Lashem Torah. His primary source, it's a hard halacha, it's a hard concept to prove. He has a Gemara Nedarim, okay? The Gemara says in Nedarim, Nun Aleph, line number four. Listen to the duality in the pasuk. Asay divarim l'shem po'alam. Your action should be. It's on the next page. Your action should be. You don't have that page. Parak Gimel. Your action. Oh, so maybe it did. Okay. Here. Does everyone have Parak Gimel? Oh, I see. It was. They did provide two pages. It's not back and forth. Who doesn't have Parak? Now in Parak Gimel, line number four. The Gemara says in Nedarim. Asay divarim l'shem po'alam, comma. Actions, maybe mitzvot, should be performed l'shem Hashem. V'daber bohen l'shman. And you should speak in them l'shma. You see the difference, the contrast between the first part of that phrase, l'shem po'alam, and the second part of that phrase, l'shman. Action should be l'shem po'alam. Speech and thought should be l'shem shamayim, or something higher than l'shem po'alam, or something different than l'shem po'alam. Now, that's the Gemara. The Gemara, I'm not sure, is contrasting it to. The Gemara is like one poetic statement. It's a couplet. You know, a couplet is the two parts, two sentences. It's like one sentence. It has two parts. Ashei l'shem po'ala, but the rush cleaves them. Zelashon, line number four. This is the rush. Asei divarim l'shem po'alam. Namely, l'shmo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shekpa'al Hashem l'manam. Well, your actions should be l'shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the rush. Now, ber bohem l'shman, perish the burcho masacha b'devitara yilashem tara k'day leita. See that rush? That rush has the kernel of the Rav Chaim Voloshin.
Mitzvahs are l'shem dveikus for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How can lulav make me feel closer to Hashem? How can tefillin make me feel closer to Hashem? How can tzitzis make me feel, how can matzah make me feel closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? But Torah, don't say, how could motive and mixes make me feel closer to Hashem? Spend all your mental effort trying to understand motive and mixes. And we'll see how it links you back to Hashem. But when you're learning motive and mixes, you should be thinking about Hashem. All your energy, all your resources should be thinking about motive and mixes. All your resources, when you're taking lulav, reading matzah, oh, what are the symbolisms of this matzah that make me think about a Kodesh Baruch Hu? But you cannot detract any iota, any shred of mental energy from understanding Hashem's Torah, or else you won't understand Hashem's Torah, because if you're thinking about Hashem, rather than thinking about the Tosfos and thinking about Rebbe Tarakin's great Chiddushin, and you're sleeping, so you didn't even notice that I said that. I was falling asleep there. Post-Thanksgiving exhaustion, okay? Now, of course, we're going to have to find a way to trace that back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kavanaso, just to see, Reb Chaim V'Lazhin, 1 second, and Yamin explaining the Rosh, Kavanaso zal mavur, haynu ki asiyas ha-mitzvah, vadai shetzvich aliyas mitzvah min ha-mufchar, b'dveikus ha-machshava. When you're doing a mitzvah, obviously a mitzvah is in tzvichas kavana, but the higher form of the mitzvah is dveikus, machshava, thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thinking about the symbolism. 5 lines in the bottom right column, page 95. But when you're learning Torah, then 3 lines in the bottom, perish l'shem hadivrei Torah, haino leida l'havin l'hosif lekach l'chilpul. You should not in any way be thinking about a Kodesh Baruch Hu when you're learning motive and mixes. Now the question is, so then, how will learning become spiritual? How will learning become religious? Maybe we'll just be intellectual. What about Yirat Shamayim? So Perek Dalet, we'll stop here, guys, but this is an important Perek, and then we'll set it up. Perek Dalet says, of course Yirat Shamayim is important. Perek Dalet, Amnam, Vada Iyavsha Lomar, De Ain Sarach Lin Yine Sakatar Shum Tor Machshava. The Mishnah says, Ain Yira Ain Chachma. The Medrash number 2, Shmos Rabbah, Komi Shio Dev, Emiyada Yiras Chait, Inbiyado Klum. So to solve the riddle, I'm just going to give you the Gemara that he uses as his framework to solve the conundrum. It's a Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph. Who knows the Gemara in Shabbos? V'haya, Emunas, Itecha, Chosen, Yeshuos, Chachma, Vadas. Emuna, Zu, Zroyim. Itecha, Zu Moed. Chosen, Zu Nashim.
Catching on.
What's the next word? Yeshuos, Chachma, Kachim, Das, Tara. So you're covering the entire gamut. And what's the end of the pasuk, Binyamin? Yiras Hashem. Now I'm talking to the table. Yiras Hashem. That's impressive. You're sleeping and talking, talking and sleeping. Yiras Hashem, He Otsaro. Yiras Shemayim is your silo. This is the metaphor that Reb Chaim V'Lazhin will use. Without a silo, what will happen to your grain? It'll get ruined, it'll decay, it'll get moldy, it'll get eaten, it'll get lost, it'll get disorganized. But without grain, the silo is meaningless. The content is the grain. The container and the preserver is the silo. What is the preserver? The silo? Yiras Hashem. What is the content? Torah. So our goal is that we should study Yiras Shamayim so we can build a container to keep and preserve and maintain our Torah. But we have to fill up the silo with actual content of Torah. How you do that, we'll see next time. Okay, so he's not going to Chas HaShalom say, just sit and learn Torah and don't think about Yiras Hashem. Obviously, you want to think about Yiras Shamayim. But how do you find that mix? And of course, we'll see what he says. And I'll try it. We'll talk about it a little bit next time when we have at least 50% of the people who are awake. Okay, next time, I'll talk a little bit about, should we apply Reb Chaim V'Lazhin, what we try to do in this yeshiva, what I think about Reb Chaim V'Lazhin. I just want to read Reb Chaim V'Lazhin in a vacuum. I want to discuss, I want you to hear what you have to say, but is it relevant? Not relevant, but is it something we just cut and paste into this yeshiva? Binyamin?
That's
okay, we'll see. Let's give him a little time to unfold it and uncork it, and we'll see. Okay, I'll try, as we get to the end of every little section, you know, what I try to do, what I feel is appropriate, okay? But, okay.